proclamation number 2834 dated the August 1, 1943. Language of nature, creation and creator. Let nature speak to you. It illustrates indescribable works of wonder and constantly reveals my love and omnipotence to you. Listen and behold. Look at each creature and become aware of my creative will and my strength, and of myself in all my works of creation. See how uniquely delightful and varied these creations are and how meaningful each one fulfills its intended purpose and how the purpose of every work of creation is the preservation of all creation. Let me speak to you myself through nature and listen to my voice. Then you will recognize my omnipotence, love and wisdom and bow before it. Then you will know that you are the greatest work of creation on earth made by my hand and understand how infinitely much I care that you remain within me. Since each work of creation only came into being because of you, it is a mere preliminary stage from which you evolved into what you are now, into free, independent creations which can become infinitely more than they are now. Observe nature and see its development, its progression, which can be recognized in all creations of nature. The tiniest being is my work, the tiniest blade of grass is my thought which took on shape. And every creature obeys my will, it does what I have assigned it to do and serves the human being again by ensuring his existence. Nothing is without purpose and aim, nothing happens without my will. Everything is based on my wisdom and love. Should my wisdom not be evident to you because you don't know of the relationship between all works of creation, then recognize my love, which consistently expresses itself in the wonders of nature. See how everything around you grows and flourishes, how it matures and bears fruit. See how the same process repeats itself over and over again for you. To protect you human beings and to preserve everything that is alive on earth. I shaped innumerable creations of most diverse proportions, of most diverse forms and purposes, and if you open your eyes and ears, nothing escapes you and my infinite love and wisdom has to become evident to you. Because I give so that you can receive, I create so that you can benefit from it. I maintain and care for the creation so that your heart can rejoice in it and you recognize me. Me, who I am since eternity and whose existence you doubt. Whose will and being you want to exclude and whose creations you regard as having evolved by themselves. You blindly pass by all wonders of creation and don't understand the language of nature. You see the creation but not the creator within. Indeed, you see the effect but not the cause, the will, which is the foundation of every creation. You believe yourselves to be full of wisdom and able to discover the origin of all things, yet your knowledge is patchwork as long as you don't acknowledge me as the primary origin of creation. I move close to you in every work of nature. It is the expression of myself. It is a thought that took shape in accordance to my will. Every natural creation is proof of my existence because nothing would exist without me, because my will alone called into being what you see and what surrounds you. And nothing can be or become without my will, nothing can exist if my will and my wisdom do not approve. But my will, my love, my wisdom and my power must also teach you to believe in an entity. They must make you realize that they belong to a being which also wants to speak to you through the wonders of nature, which wants to be closely united with you because you, also being his work of creation, are the sole reason for the origin of all creation. I want you to become aware, but then you have to listen to the language of creation, to the voice which expresses itself in nature. You have to communicate with me, the intrinsic creator of all things, and I will answer your questions and give to you according to your will to seek the truth, providing you acknowledge me as the provider of truth. I am near to you at all times. As soon as you desire to hear me, as soon as you send just one thought upwards to me. And therefore you shall find me wherever you are, but more likely if you look for me in solitude, where everything around you reminds you of the Creator, who's all created heaven and earth, because His love decided to give the essence, which formerly had separated from Him, the opportunity to come closer to Him once again. And the knowledge of this shall be given to you human beings, the knowledge of this you shall desire yourselves, and therefore you should listen to the language of nature because through it I speak to those of you who want to hear me. Amen.